Here at MutinyRadio.fm, Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Hey, everybody. We are hanging out at Spark. This is the Sparkcast. Today is May 1st. It's May Day, everyone. Yay. We're at Spark here on 8th and Mission. Hanging out for the Sparkcast. We're going to get started. We have some really great guests tonight. We have Coral Best out of San Jose. We have Kakuna Kalista Sinclair and Warhol Kaufman all hanging out tonight. We're going to be doing some great highlights here on the Sparkcast. We're going to be doing some story time from our guests, some highlight story time. We'll be doing a great product highlight tonight. We're talking about edibles tonight. Absolutely, we're going to be doing comedy highlights. We have a bunch of comedians with us. And we'll have our interactive game. Today, it's called You Put Your Weed in There. I'm going to ask the audience what their favorite foods are, and then I'm going to tell them how to put weed in there. Because I've been working with marijuana since 1993. My first weed recipe was published in the Koala, UC San Diego publication, so some of you listening to this podcast weren't even alive then in 93, but we did all the work for you kids so that now you can be loving this recreational weed here at Spark, these amazing flowers and edibles and concentrates and vape pens and all the beautiful things that help us with perspective in our lives. Please enjoy the dulcet tones of the beauty and wonderment of the Spark Vape Lounge, how cool it is and chill. And we're going to be back in just a second with the Sparkcast here on Mutiny Radio. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. Again, great guests tonight. We're going to get started in just a minute. Thanks, big thanks to Spark. Go visit them. We're going to talk about edibles today. Great edibles down here. Everything from gummies to cookies to nuts. We'll talk about nuts tonight. All right. Enjoy. We're going to be back in just a second with the Sparkcast. All right, everybody, welcome. Hi. Hey, everybody in the Vape Lounge. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, everybody. You didn't know comedy would be thrust upon you in a second, but we got the volcanoes. It's time to laugh. Yeah! Stoners, you need Tay. I love it. Anybody ever gotten so high that they forget how their own shower works? It's been happening to me lately. I'm a wakey baker. I'm a super wakey baker. I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, where is my medicine, my life, my womanhood, my perspective. And yes, I smoke that. Maybe too much of it. And I get in the shower, and I can't, I have no idea which is hot, which is cold. It's like Airbnb in your own home. It's like being in a really weird hotel, because there's cat hair. There's cat hair. Why am I paying for this cat hair? Would you be willing to turn the ambient down with the, yeah. Although I love the dulcet tones behind me. You guys have cats? You love cats? I can tell you're a cat guy. Yeah, you're a cat dad. I can see it. You love your cat. I love my cat. Ooh. Cats are the best like accessory to leave because they're so soft and they interact with you and they're fuzzy and they're just like, I love you. I don't know about your guys' cat, but my cat smokes weed. Every time he hears, he comes out. OG. He's like, oh, you smoke an OG? I'm the OG. I'm the old gray cat in your house. Now. He is. I'm a crazy cat lady, but not the way you think. Like, I want to take a cat, and I want to shave him, and I want to knit a sweater out of his fur, and I want to make him wear it. Yeah. Crazy cat lady. Everybody bow to your alien overlords, the cats. Like with one hand, just like the Chinese. Like they have it so right, you know what I mean? Like I love cats. They are, I feel like there are alien overlords. I feel like you just have to obey the cat and your whole life becomes so much better. Okay. Anybody else talk to their cat? No, just me. Everybody's cat talks back. My cat actually talks back. He doesn't. He meows. I taught him how to high five when he was 10. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you can teach a cat anything. My cat high fives! Meow! Do you love cats?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Come on, people!
How many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Cats! I love cats. Oh, you got it, Coral, you gotta come up here. We have comedians on the show tonight, and like normal, they are late because they are confused and out of their mind. We have one of our first comedians. We have Coral Best all the way from San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? You do. Actually,
so well.
It's like the 280, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is it the 280? Okay. I should ask a question to the audience. Is vaporizing your favorite way to breathe in the beauty and wonderment of the plant that makes us all happy? Or is it that there's only vaping here? Would you choose? Like, I've been to Amsterdam, and there were bongs. It was crazy, though. Like, we went into this American coffee shop, and they had all these bongs, and they took them out, and they, like, wiped them with, like, alcohol before, and we all smoked it. It was like, yeah, here. Like, is your preferred way the vape?
Yeah.
It is, because it helps reflux.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it that, but didn't it used to be that you couldn't get high unless you cough really hard? Like, that's what I was taught in high school. It was like, if you don't cough really hard, you aren't really getting high. Just like, isn't that, but you really gotta, once you finally cough, you're like, okay, wait, now I'm high. Like, now. Or maybe just bam on me, if he makes you cough. So the way that this podcast works is that we have a bunch of different highlights. We have story highlights, we have product highlights, we have comedian joke highlights, we have game highlight. Do you want to start with your story?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to start with a story highlight and a story from our first comedian, Coral Best. All the way from San Jose. Hey, everybody. Coral Best.
Yay! What a warm welcome. Hello. Welcome if you just got here. It's the place of safety, peace, and love.
Yay!
Hello. My name is Coral Best, you guys, in case you thought you misheard that. A lot of people mishear me, and they're like, what was your name? Oral? I caught the last part on that. Is your name Oral? No, it's Coral. Put a C on it. Without the C, my full name is Oral Best. It's a lot of promises, okay? Let's say I go down on you, now I have to be the best. best you've ever had. I'm a stoner, like least amount of effort possible. Hopefully you both get off. So this happened to me about a year ago, and I thought it would be appropriate to share in a place like this where I might get some, you guys might relate to a situation like this. I went to a party a year ago, and there was a lot of people there, and I was having a good time, but I had some stink ass breath. And I found these breath mints in the bedroom, and I wasn't going to tell anyone, I'm just going to take a breath mint or two, you know, no big deal. I take a couple of these breath mints. Cut to about an hour later, I'm starting to lose my mind. I'm not feeling well, and I started projectile vomiting. I was like, what's going on? So I call over the guy whose house it is, and I was like, hey, I don't feel good, like really not well, what's going on? And he looks at me and he's like, well, what did you take today? And I was like, absolutely nothing other than some breath mints. And his eyes already said so much that he was like, what breath mints are you referring to? So I took him to the bedroom and I pulled out the breath mints and he held it in his hands and he looks at me and he's staring like deep into my soul. And he's like, how much of this did you take today? And I was like, fuck, this is not gonna go well for me, is it? So I told him, you know, honestly, I think I took like 10 to 15. It was like, you know, drops, you guys. It was just like, it wasn't that minty for some reason. It wasn't that minty. So I was like, well, so he looks at me and we're sharing this moment, right? And he goes, Coral, I don't wanna freak you out or anything, but this is acid. And I was like, He confirmed my worst nightmare. So of course I was like, holy shit, this was an hour into it, right? I'm like, how much acid did I take? He looks at the bottle and he's like, don't be alarmed, but you're on anywhere between 20 to 60 hits of acid. Yes, thank you. We're all, thank you. I feel like I should have gotten a round of applause the second that happened to me. Range on that too. Like, I'm somewhere deep into the double digits. No. I fucked up. They call that, by the way, a heroic dose. I didn't know until I took a heroic dose. Most people want to know when they're doing a heroic anything. I just want you to realize. So pretty much, I ended up getting taken to my parents' house, and my mom was coming home, and I was like, how do I bring this up? Just be cool. Be cool, okay? Just be cool. But I was just trying to start a trip more and more, and the second she walks in, I just go, Mom, I'm on a ton of acid right now. I'm on so much acid, I don't know. And my mom has hurt me, and she thought I was telling her that I'm fucking around with drugs, and she's like, you can't live here. Get the fuck out of the house. And it was just, my trip was already not ideal, so I was just like talking to somebody in my head, and I'm like, I can't have her here, get her out. Get her out, like I have Secret Service. I wanted to go to the emergency room because I knew shit was about to go bad, but the car was giving me the worst vibes. I couldn't get into it. I wanted to. I did. Thankfully, I only tripped for about 24 hours. There was a lot of yelling on my parents' cul-de-sac, but ultimately, I was okay. And I do have to say that, yes, it was the worst day of my life because I involuntarily tripped on 40 hits of acid, but I look back, and it's also the best day of my life because now every day I wake up, I'm just like, wow, it is a beautiful day to not be on 60 hits. Oh my God. So happy to be here. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. You're putting your mouth. Yeah. Coral Best, everybody.
Yes. Wow, lessons learned. Didn't even know. Like, when I took a fentanyl patch for the first time in 2006, I knew exactly what it was. I was like, that's a fentanyl patch. It's okay, my ex-father-in-law died and he, on his deathbed, he willed me all of his drugs. I actually got 59 Marinol. Does anybody remember Marinol? Remember when weed was dumb and pharmaceutical companies thought like, we can make this stuff more? Marinol. It's a pharmaceutical grade THC that was developed for people with like cancer and stuff. And it iterates a little orange pill, but it is like, why would we make something fake when we have the real thing? Like, I just didn't even understand why that would be.
Because people feel safe for men and men.
People feel safer when the doctor prescribes. But now your doctor can prescribe. We can all prescribe ourselves. Yay! Well, today's focus of this Sparkcast is on edibles. Does everybody out here, you guys into edibles?
Yeah.
Like the THC turning into THCV in your liver? You like that different THC cannabinoid that only happens when you eat it? Love it. I'm learning. Hell yeah. How to read the internet. We got that. Let's do another story highlight. We have a really special guest tonight, all the way from Illinois. He has ocular degeneration. I think that means he gets to, actually, you don't even have to go anywhere. I'll just give you the microphone if you want to sit, unless you want to stand.
Wait,
you
want to
walk all the way around.
Well, I'll just stand and just walk trip
over
a stage.
You can stand right there, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, everybody, he's all the way from Illinois. His name is Matt Stein. Give it up for him. Yay!
My story this time unusually doesn't involve acid, but it does allow for a good kaleidoscope brain. Mine is more or less an apology story about weed, because I have a bunch of buddies that blow glass, like my buddy Goro Scientific out of Colorado, and where can anything go wrong except for when you bring a blind man into a glass shop to do dabs? And the thing is, that's where like real moments of truth come out, and how much can you trust this person? And because a little dab will do you, a big dab will do you too. So you don't need to know who's hitting you out. But we were in my buddy's glass shop, and he's like, "Steinberg, get you set up here," And I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "I get that you can smoke some weed. You also aren't gonna be driving anywhere, so it's not a big deal." And so as we start to get going here and I just hear torches getting lit up, I started having a flash to probably what that Asian chick had in Hostel, where it's like, this doesn't seem safe at all. But as you feel molten glass get hotter 8 inches from your face, you're like, yeah, this should be a good idea. And then they start hitting me with my dab, and all I hear is my six buddies going, "Keep going. Keep going." Meanwhile, in my mind, I can hear this shit fucking spiraling around the nail. And I'm like, they just dropped a snake on me. This is not going to be pretty. But I'm from the Midwest, to where it's like, you don't just blow out smoke because then you're wasting it. And yeah, have you guys ever blacked out after a dab because you refuse to stop coughing? I have. And you know what that does? A lot of damage in a glass shop. Yeah, a blind dude blacked out in a glass shop coughing. Yeah, that's thousands of dollars worth of shit being broken. I felt more bad breaking stuff in his shop than I ever did on any one of my friends' couches that I blacked out drunk and pissed on. That's for sure. But that's what dabs will do to you. So mind your vapes, know your temps, smoke what you can when you're with the people you trust. Yeah. And that's my weed story. So yeah, just don't ever take a blind guy into a glass shop to do that.
Yay! Blind Stein, Matt Stein, yay! It's special lessons learned. That's a bull in a china shop. Good stuff. Kahuna Kalista. Kahuna. Yeah. I know every time I put your name on Facebook, I'm like, Kahuna Kalista Sinclair. I'm like, I can't tell me. She's from Hawaii. It's Kahuna. I love everything that's happening.
Where's
with
your Namibia. Yeah, for sure.
That's a country. I am an ignorant. What I learned, I have a book, I nanny small children sometimes, and I have a book that's called Africa Is Not a Country, and I read it to all children, exactly, because they have no idea. All right, hey everybody, put your hands together. You have a high pot story highlight. You have a highlight about you got a story. Kahuna Kalista Sinclair.
Just smoked some weed about 5 years ago when I was living in the Bay Area. I was living out in San Francisco, and my friend had his med card, so he was also my roommate. So he was the best drug dealer in the fucking world. That I know is going to give me pizza. I know it's going to be worth it. But there are so many hands. These walls are closing in on me right now. These walls are closing in on me, and the floor is moving. Like, this is not even normal. How am I supposed to walk on a moving fucking floor? You don't do it. But for pizza, you gotta do that shit, okay? So I'm looking down at these stairs, and I'm like, all right. Look at my friend who's in the living room. I'm like, Josh, I'm going for it. He's like, go get that pizza, man. Not even helping. Fucking stoner's just sitting on the fucking couch smoking some more. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do this. I'm like, okay. I go for one leg. I'm like, oh, it doesn't move. All right, cool. Just standing there for 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, I'm just like shouting at the door. I'm like, hey. Don't you feel like shit? Don't you feel like shit for this? the day that you were born out. I'm just like, I don't want to feel like shit for the day that I get to fucking get high. Okay? Drinkers have every other day. Every other fucking day. Your birthday go fucking gets trash. St. Patty's Day, you get trash. Fucking keep 4th of July. America, let's get trash. Right?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco, ooh, yeah, that baby. You getting trash. Everyone that's not in this dispensary. We're getting high.
Tonight here at Spark, they have some amazing nuts.
Nuts, guys!
That we're going to talk about today.
I don't feel good for this. I can't even see. I'm tripping balls. I can't even see right now. This is fucking bullshit.
Well, my buddies are in dispensaries. Are they rats? So, like, hang on.
Which ones are they?
In what?
In color.
The Mish Nuts.
The Mish Nuts.
Denver.
They have indica and sativa.
Organics.
Medical
dispensary there.
We want
Krishna tonight.
It's a really nice, easily dosable edible. It's 100 milligrams per bag, which is going to be regulated to compliant amount. Each nut is only 5 milligrams of THC. So if you're afraid of getting or over medicating on edibles, these are actually a really, really nice alternative. It's also really nice that they're not sweetened. A lot of edibles on the market are going to be either a chocolate or a gummy. So this is something that's really nice and savory. I usually recommend 5 nuts diced up in a salad, and then you've got a 25 milligram salad. It's really easy. Yeah.
And you have both indica and sativa.
That's correct.
And they're vegan. So no sugar, they're vegan, gluten-free as well. So like,
very natural.
They're for everybody. So nuts, and they're good for you to eat during the day. These nuts over here, Kush nuts. And the other thing is, so that's a, I tell you about that. That's a new medical compliance thing. So no one can sell edibles that are more than 100 milligrams per.
Well. There's a caveat. So if any edible that was produced before the 1st of January can exceed the 100 milligram cap if it was created before that. So if it was after that, if it was manufactured after that, it is supposed to hit that 100 milligram cap, not to exceed the 10 milligrams per piece. Sorry to make this show really boring.
No, it's important stuff. No, it's super important stuff because I remember years ago when things first started rolling out, there were some like cheesecake. There were some people that were making cakes, and they were making like large birthday cakes and things for people. But no one understood what the dosage was. So maybe it was supposed to be a cake for very people, yeah. And 5 people would hit, and they'd all show up at 10.
I lost my sight 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Optimistically funny.
Is that what happened? Just got to what? But how did that happen? Didn't know.
Genetic disease called retinal pigmentosa, and then I also have like macular degeneration.
Is
that in your family?
My mom's a carrier of it. It's RP. It's like a tainted X chromosome that affects the Y, and then that affects the bronze cone of the eye, and that's what causes like torture. Like, towards your central vision.
Wow.
So the retinal cones are getting fed, the rest of the eye gets fed off of the eye. So it starts to like, this tunnel vision closing on it. So I was always really blind when I was like a child. I did drive, but never at night. You know.
So the new law is rigid on the 100 milligrams.
I've actually only seen one of the tattoos that I've had.
But indica and sativa, how wonderful. That's a wow.
That's one of the parties that I've been going to.
Yeah, I love edibles.
That's awesome.
I am super into it. I started working with edibles in 1993. So you probably weren't born. But yeah, so I mean, edibles. The game we're actually going to play today later with everyone. It's a game where it's called, you put your weed in there. And then I'll tell you how I would put marijuana in that. We'll be talking about, there's two ways.
Because I want to be your bitch.
THC in a solution. So you can put it into a fat or you can put it into an alcohol. A lot of people don't know, but THC is alcohol soluble. So a lot of the gummies that are being made or a lot of things, you put it in alcohol, alcohol runs off.
I got you.
You put it into any fat, olive oil, coconut oil, butter. But there's different things with temperatures that Jess will talk to you about. Anyway, we're going to talk about that later. But right now, we have our next comedian ready to tell a story about, or, you know, I mean, we're just talking about edibles today. You have an edible story about getting too high? Or about just being high enough and being funny? Everybody put your hands together. It's Coral Thompson.
I'm trying to do a voice recognition.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm on mushrooms right now, so.
I was impressed when you said you heard my set and you recognized my voice.
My notes, you guys
have to have to make sure that they can happen.
I was going to tell stories about three times I got overdosed.
Okay.
You ever had to do? Had an intended dose. I got a little bit older than you intended. I'm not talking about like when you do DOB and then you're tripping for 6 hours. That is the regulated dose. That's what's expected. I'm talking about I was walking down the street from here a few years ago on Mission and somebody was like, oh, do you want this? And it looked like a roach, but it had been burnt. It looked like a little punk roach, but it wasn't burnt on either end. And I was like, this is trouble. So I was like, I'm not gonna take this by myself. Because I'm pretty sure this is PCP. Spoiler alert. PCP and formaldehyde, basically the same thing. I'm not trying to tell you how to make it. But if you take weed and give it formaldehyde, don't do that. It's PCP. So if you add that to marijuana, what did you should call it in 1973? That's what they call it. So I had a way to do that, but I'm gonna skip ahead to the second story. The second story involves my cousins,
who are supposed to come visit, hopefully.
My one cousin's funny, his name is Ricky. Basically, I remember when I was maybe 12 or 13, he told me he was with this girl on a playground, he's a little older than me. And he told her, you know, I can tell just if you let me hold one of your breaths, I can tell you what cup size you are. They said it rained in the Negro this time. I don't know if it's
working. I could tell.
So I'm like 10 or whatever, and I'm like, how did he know? How did he know? He's like a wizard.
Sorry.
You can tell, man. Now I'm older now, I'm 34. I'm like, I can tell too. If you put your pussy on, I'm sorry, brother. The third time I got dosed with PCP by accident. It also involved my cousin.
But he's not like my cousin. He's like a cousin, he's like a cousin to cousin, like you know, we're not really genetically linked.
So he came over, I'm trying to bridge the story because it's like really involved. Basically my friend died and I got dumped in the same weekend and that meant I was homeless. So I posted something on Facebook that was like, anybody want to go on tour?
Shit.
And my friend was down, he was like, I got a band. I was like, does it work? We're doing this. But then he found a nice lady cleaning up the act, cleaning it up. Got a belt on, cleaning up the act. He found a nice lady, and he was like 5 days late to Boston, which kind of, how do the nice people say it? Screwed the pooch. It really hurt the tour. So then I ended up having a mental breakdown, and like taking off my clothes at my other cousin's spot outside a bar in Massachusetts, because the guy I was on tour with apparently had been accused of being a pedophile by his baby mama, which sent him to the psych ward, which is why he called the tour fresh from the psych ward, but I've never been to the psych ward until my grandmother had like some sort of an episode where everyone thought she was gonna die on Thanksgiving, and I hadn't really eaten anything except for like a hamburger from McDonald's, so I was going out of my mind. Plus, the place we were staying, the guy was an alcoholic, so he didn't allow alcohol there. So we're supposed to go to New York, but instead we end up in D.C., and I'm trying to find some food. I go to the Burger King, but can't wait long enough, so then we went to this Popeyes, right? And we're waiting in line for a while, and they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them. This is clean, I'm clean now. So then I'm like, please can I have some chicken? And she understood. She was, I was like, I have the money, please. So I'm crying, sitting on my ass in the parking lot of Popeyes, eating chicken. Which is probably my most dangerous moment, which is why I might not be allowed back here. And so I tell my grandmother the story, she gives me $100, and my brother got this hotel room.
$100 story?
But I still got 4 days until I'm supposed to get on this show in New York, which, by the way, Todd Montese was on Crash and Repeal back for. I missed the show. So what happened was, I'm skipping ahead. My cousin gave me this blunt. It was dosed with PCP.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's Maryland. And in Maryland, that's just how they roll. It's an accident. They don't have a good route from Hawaii and that good kush, so they just do their own thing, which is dosing me with PCP. Twice, I skipped the second story. It involved me, I vomited in my parents' bathroom. I feel like this is my time, I'll tell you later.
There's gotta be some new research on like brain mapping stoners' brains. On, like,
oh
how
yeah.
Cures ADD but doesn't, or
I always like, tell stories like that though.
People. Sure. Callbacks are great. You ever get so high you forget how your own shower works? I said that just means I'm saving it twice. That's not fair. We're gonna play a game now called You Put Your Weed in There. Right? So I'm going to be asking people their favorite foods, and they're, all right, yes, he's got it, go smoke, you've got to be like the leader, it's great, he's really quiet, it's crazy, he's all the way in Illinois, he's a comic, I'm so impressed. But we talked about it earlier, he was like, he grew up with color, so I was like, do you see in your dreams, and he's like, yeah, and I'm like, man, that's crazy.
And he has tattoos, I'm like, who's telling him?
Yeah,
when he's getting?
Yeah, right? I mean, but he used to be able to see, so I'm not sure how that works.
Well, they're not.
But he dreams in. I thought that was cool, like that he dreams in pictures. Yeah. If you were a baby and you never saw, would you dream in pictures? Probably not. Like, can they record those weird baby dreams?
You're tripping me out, Pam.
I'm sorry. I've been smoking off the packs.
That'll be next month's podcast. Can you record weird baby dreams?
Yeah, can you record? We're in the future. I'm
would you?
Westworld.
I would. Would you please?
What? Yeah, what do babies dream? Oh, you think I'm having a mouthful there? Okay, we're going to play a game, and it's called You Put Your Weed in There. So I'm going to start with Coral Best. What is your favorite food? Like regular food you would eat.
How regular is that?
And
the worst part is I'm actually trying to be clean.
Okay, since we are already talking about it, I love motherfucking cheesecake.
Cheesecake, all right, good. Okay, so if I was gonna put weed in cheesecake, there's a bunch of different ways I'd do it. All right, so if you're gonna be dealing in butter, which is the way people usually do, the problem is you can't let it get too high because then you burn your milk cellars. So if you are taking, okay, so your butter has, it's made of milk and it's made of fat. And when you heat it up, all the milk solids, if you get them above like 195 degrees, they're gonna burn and it's gonna make like that burnt flavor. So you don't necessarily want that. So the way that I would do it is I usually use an oven and I just put it at like 100, like warm, like put your oven on warm. Well, first you take decarb your weed? Does anybody know about decarbing their weed? Does
I don't.
Know about that? Okay, so when you're making your own edibles, you want to decarb your weed first. Basically, what you do is you put your weed dry, you grind it up, you put it on a sheet pan, and you excite it in the oven. You put it at like 225, maybe 250 degrees for like 25 to 35 minutes. Some people do it for hours, I don't. But it takes your THCA and it turns it into THC. Basically, like, excite your weed and get it ready to get in your butter or whatever you're putting it in. So you decarb first. If you don't know about decarbing, look it up. It, like, totally changes your home edibles. All right. Then you put it into your butter and you put it in your oven at, like, 180 degrees and, like, play with it for 6 hours. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on. Ha. And then you run that through. If you, the cheapest way to do it is nylons. Go buy some nylons, and you throw the weed through the nylons, and then you squeeze it out. You squeeze all your butter out. You squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And some people take their weed and then they wash it after, but that's just crazy. That's just too much. But squeeze all your butter out. Okay. Now the problem is that now you have butter, but it has no milk solid. So if you're cooking with it, like let's say you put it into a cookie, you have to use half pot butter and half real butter because a cookie needs
real butter. Did you go to school for this?
I used to run a catering business. I've been thinking about pot food forever. We're gonna get to the cheesecake in a second. So this is the thing. So you've got basically what you're making is ghee, G-H-E-E. You take the milk solid out, you have your butter that has ghee in it. And then you would make like your cheesecake recipe as you would, except you'd use half marijuana butter and half real butter. Whip that stuff up, blah, 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 and get your cream cheese in there, blah, 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 blah. Your eggs one at a time. Blah, 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 blah. But there's a funny thing with eggs and cheesecake. If you add them at the wrong time.
This is like a legal episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. They turn into what?
Well, if you add your eggs too many at a time, they don't bind with everything else. But so you go pot butter, regular butter, sugar, cheese, actually then eggs, then cheese. And then actually what I'd also do is I would make a crust with pot in it. I'd use graham cracker crumbs and pot butter because it's just heat. But you don't need milk solids for that. And then par make it and put it in. Cheesecake. You make it. Actually, and you know what? I wouldn't even make a whole cheesecake. I'd do it in a muffin pan so that you could make them individually. And you could even do them with muffin cups so that there wouldn't be any mess. So you put your, pack down your graham cracker crumbs with your weed butter. Maybe a little cinnamon in there to hide that weed flavor. And then your hot stuff on top and then bake it in your oven. I mean, you could put a water bath underneath it if you want to be crazy, but like, come on. What's your favorite food?
You know, let's keep it easy and do a steak.
A steak?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's great. Okay, so then we can talk about sauces. No, but sauces are so you've got to know the mother sauces, right? Like, you can make, I mean, who doesn't love
steak? I know, these dogs are loving the steak.
So, I mean, you could sear, if you were going to sear your steak, I would use a peanut oil because peanut oil can take high temperatures. So if you want to put marijuana into an oil, you have it at a low temperature for a long period of time. So like 120 degrees for like 6 hours. And then just drain it. And then you just put a little bit of it, sear your meat. And then I'd make a bechamel. So I'd take hot butter and I'd melt it and I'd make a roux with flour, and then I would add no whipped cream and make that around. And you could add tarragon, and that would be delicious. But you basically just make a cream sauce and then put that over your steak. And that would be an easy way to find out how much meat you were using because you used the butter at the beginning. I'm glad you chose something savory.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I made pot lumpia once. Does anybody like lumpia?
I love lumpia.
I know, I love lumpia. Yeah, I'm like, it's my Filipino battle cry. Lumpia! But I made lumpia because I made the egg roll wrappers myself. So I made like a pasta, pot pasta, because I have a, it's so easy too. It's just flour and eggs and pot olive oil and salt. And you mix it together and you knead it up and then you roll it through your pasta machine to like a four. And then you cut it down, and you can fill it with whatever you want. You can make a ravioli out of it, too. You could, but when you deep fry, you get the, I took the pork, and I ground it up with some extra bacon,
right, right
some more fat, lemongrass, yep. Mongol, what's it called? A little turmeric and garlic. And then with that, and then roll it up and deep fry it. And you get like high, but you don't even taste it. If you're deep frying, is it crispy?
Why is she talking about cocoa?
Sophie? But does anyone else have a favorite food? I'll tell you.
I have a question. Like, would you have great ideas about, like, do you have, like, a premier, like, true food that you like to eat in that is, like, really, like, off the charts? It's amazing. I would think about, like,
Teresa.
I make a pumpkin pie ice cream.
Well, it's like a meal, like,
yeah.
Wait, I want the mic, it's my turn.
Some people say that dogs with arthritis or stuff, that cannabis could be beneficial for them as well. So I make, honestly, pot pasta is a great thing that you can make and freeze if you have a pasta roller and you can make your own. It's honestly because you can even, you don't even need a mix. I mean, I use a kitchen aid because it has the pasta that has it. Flour, eggs, hot olive oil, and salt.
That's what we're here
and you
for.
Together, and then you
just want to
do
anything you
want to
say.
Oh, wait, okay, so when I also do this, here's the thing, when you make your own pot, so olive oil, when you cook it at high temperatures, it starts to break down on its own. You don't want to let it get above like 175 degrees.
Can you still consider it virgin at that point?
Well, wait, so no, but that's the thing about virgin olive oil and the taste and the flavor, and the reason it exists is you have to keep it at low temperatures. If you bring it up to too high of a temperature, its own flavor starts to change. So not only are you adding the flavor, the extra flavor of your decarb meat, but you're also dealing with the breakdown of the flavor of olive oil from heat. So when I do olive oil and meat, I basically put it together, I mix it around so it looks like wet sand. When it looks like wet sand, I know I have the right amount, right?
The opposite.
And then I keep it so low, like, the longer you go, the better it is. So you can have it like 120, if you have a crock pot, you can make it 120 degrees, and you can make it go for 8 hours. Perfect. And then just let it sit there.
What is this
like? Just let it sit there for an extra 12 hours. And then you just run it through like a chamois, like a fine metal sieve. And it's going to take all of that plant matter out, push down. And then take that olive oil and store it in the freezer. Because if you leave it at room temperature and it's already Mother Nature, it's going to break down. So you leave it in the freezer.
Break down.
And but at room temperature, it just melts.
And it breaks down.
For anything, it melts at room temperature. And you can make, olive oil salad dressing.
My flavors are not changing.
Make that whole thing go together. A little bit of caramel, bit of vinegar.
So we should make hot moonshine.
And use the nuts. Use the fish nuts on top. You know, make your own meat salad. And you can put meat salad dressing in the fridge. Shake it up. And use it. That's a good simple idea. And it's way easier than doing pot pasta. Because pot pasta takes like all day. And you don't have to
do pot pasta.
Right.
Like how often you cook pasta, but in a pot, it's all high.
Pot pasta. To make a line I made my own pumpkin pot ice cream, and it's so easy because you just get a can of what you would make pumpkin pie out of, and then you add eggnog to it, and then you add pot butter to it, because eggnog is basically liquid ice cream, right? So you take eggnog and you mix it with a can of pumpkin, and you put pea butter in there, and you stick it into an ice cream machine. Pumpkin pot ice cream, super easy, put it in your freezer, super, and who doesn't want that at like Christmas time? Like on a little gingerbread stand
today.
At your, I know.
Today.
We're talking about edibles today, that was the whole thing. Yay. Does anybody else have a favorite food that they want me to put their weed in there? Anybody else have a favorite food?
Ramen.
Oh, that's tough, because you can't, who makes their own ramen noodles? If I was to make top ramen, I was taught, well, I guess I'd make it normally.
I'm sure not to the top.
I'd probably just
the inverted top.
Now that you buy them, usually they're of less strength, but, I mean, you can't. Crazy kids.
I don't think you can dance inside the Chinese, too.
But be careful.
before the dose finder. No dosing.
Hey, this is what's this?
No, I feel you. That's wrong, even though it's funny.
Wait.
I always tell your dog before you dose it.
Never, exactly. And it's a good PSA. The more you know. Never dose your friend without telling him. It's not cool. It's just not.
No, it's not.
No.
Just don't.
That could be for me.
What
do you like? It's like a shitty boyfriend. It's like, I can appreciate it.
I mean, you don't know.
I'm doing that to her. Sweet Mary Jane.
It's so crap now that
like, don't go crazy in her heart.
Yeah, don't waste
it. Unless you're crazy about it. This has been... Does anyone have any other... do you guys want a last minute...
I don't know, should I show how hard it is to control a patch as a blind man?
Blind Stein is a blind man, and he'd like to talk about packs right now.
Okay.
No, seriously, these things are not blind friendly at all.
Fuck packs, then.
Like, if you want, I can show how hard it is to change the temperature via phone because you can't just press a button on it, like most things. But we don't have to bore you if you don't want to because my phone talks really fast. So people...
So you can reprogram your packs via your phone. He has his phone.
I gotta unlock it real quick.
He's gonna unlock his phone. So I turned my packs 5 times and I learned it has a game. Like it's my Simon and it's really fun. And I was like, what is happening? I am a stoner in a new age.
But a PAX game where it all has to do with lights and passing shit around, that does nothing for me. Right?
Yeah.
Not blind friendly. We should write them a letter.
PAX, all right. Well, where's my... We have to Bluetooth it.
Bluetooth it.
Is it flashing blue? See, don't know.
It's not flashing at all.
See, because like...
Now it's flashing blue. On three thingies. Flashing blue.
So. See? It just says button. See? So the control device is disconnected. I don't even know what button to press to switch it over to where this is where I have to be like, hey, now let me turn this off. Can you start my packs and put it to a certain temperature?
What do I have to do? I have to, it's a device disconnected.
See, because you can't even do it.
Like if it's even hard if you half sight.
You have to have good friends. That's what I'm saying.
So you need to get the roundy one, and here they have the Marigold cartridges that are amazing, and they're grown in the sun, and they're really well priced. They're only $35, and they're amazing because they're in the roundy ones.
See, literally, this was going to be a perfect promo push.
It's a perfect promo push for the Marigold. I'm just learning all the products at Spark because they're amazing. I didn't say I
set her up for it.
You're blind and there's flashy lights, so it doesn't help you.
Yeah, we gotta talk to PAX about this.
Yeah, we gotta say.
We gotta PAX it out.
This has been the Sparkcast. I wanna thank everybody for being here and listening. I wanna thank Spark so much for being amazing. We're gonna do this every Tuesday from 8 to 9. We're gonna have different comedians every week telling stories, having different product highlights. So thank you guys for putting up with us. I know that you're like, we did not expect comedy to be thrust upon us, but you dealt with it in a great fashion. So everybody say, yay us. This has been Mutiny Radio, the Sparkcast. Bye.
Now there's this other. Okay, you see how it never happened. There wasn't any rape.
Right. Go Warriors. Rape pill is
the hat was. The hat was lighthearted, right?
Right. Yeah.
Next time there is an attempted rape, what the woman does is she bores them to death with like a feminist diatribe.
All right.
So, just wait for that.
Yeah. Okay, well, but in the meanwhile, we are watching football players driving dune buggies in the desert in circles while cheerleaders and coaches cheer them on.
Yeah, I think they're getting ready for a game.
Now, you can tell this scene is funny because they're speeding it up as the chase goes on.
Keystone Cops. Now, there's our friend from Harold and Maude, and he's getting captured.
I'm a little hard on you because I like you. You just may have a lot of warrior potential, but you gotta hang in there.
All right, I get it. So the football players are coming and taking over, and they're building stuff, and they're... Oh, they're practicing tearing down by building up.
Right.
Right. They set up...
It's dumb. So let me talk about this Bud Cortez.
Sure.
He's Harold... Yeah, Harold and Maude. Okay, so Mike, I never saw Harold and Maude. I saw There's Something About Mary. Do you remember?
Was he in something? There's Something About Mary.
Well, he was wet. Okay, so they were in Something About Mary, and the Matt Damon character is trying to lie and trick Mary that they have things in common. So she loves the movie Harold and Maude, and he finds that out through spying. Right, so he goes, I don't know. I'm not so interested in these popular films. I'm more like the classics. Like, and he goes like Planet of the Apes, Indiana Jones. Oh, I don't know, Harold and Maude. So I was like, Harold and Maude. What's that all about? And I went and rented it. It was a really interesting film. You've seen it, right?
I have seen it. I saw it back in college, as one does. It's a San Francisco movie too.
You know how he plays, he pretends to die. He pretends he's killed himself. Yeah. And Maude is this, 90-year-old woman. He drives the car over the cliff. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. And Cat Stevens is playing, if you want to drive your car off a cliff, drive your car off a cliff.
Off the cliff. And if you want to.
If you want to fuck old women.
Just... La, la, la.
If you want to have statutory rape, that's for the other side. Bert Cort.
Remember, she gets jealous.
I don't remember. I do remember that she had numbers tattooed on her arm, and that completely grounded the movie for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was actually a really good touch to the movie. I think that's one of the reasons why I do like that film, that it does have a sense of history to it.
Because you mean that number. Yeah, she had a warranty and you replaced
it. She's a Holocaust survivor there. I hate to throw a wet blanket on you, but it implied that she survived the Holocaust.
No, I know about the Holocaust. Listen, right. I went to this Jewish deli and I asked the guy, the proprietor in there.
Did you ask him about the Holocaust?
From Israel. I was, what's the Holocaust?
Yeah, okay. And he said
$1.49.
A loaf, right.
A loaf.
All right.
That's not me.
No, I like that joke.
About it.
There's nothing like going on stage, nothing like being an audience of a comedy show and having a comic go, how much is the Holocaust? It just wakes me up.
I never did that. Should I really do it?
Oh, I think, no.
Don't do it?
No, I mean, no.
I just figured not a lot of people are going to know what challah bread is.
Well, you need to set it up a little bit, or do the challah with the... Well, actually, you know what? Better yet, don't do it at all.
Okay, all right. A decision has been made.
Did you ever see...
this is tedious and boring, okay?
Yeah, we're still watching the coach and the football players on field, and our heroes finally ran off.
One more time!
We weren't really talking over anything important.
No, it wasn't. And now our heroes escape.
Uh-huh. He's trying to knock this thing down. All right, it worked.
Well, it was a mistake, and they're going to go, huh? And chase them. And then we have a Keystone Cops, but they get away.
So I know Bud Cort from a lot of other different movies. He actually directed a film.
Uh-huh.
And which I've never seen, but it has a then-unknown Sandra Bullock in it. And I actually have a friend who plays the harp in that movie, and she was telling me that about the scene that she was in. Yeah, she was at like a fancy restaurant, and she's the
harpist. Wait, who is that? Oh yeah, I know her. She always harps on that story.
Not to harp on it, but he was also another interesting role he did was an uncredited role in the movie Heat.
Geeks, really?
With Al Pacino, he plays, I think, Danny Trejo's boss in the fast food restaurant.
Wait, spell the movie.
H-E-A-T.
Heap?
Heat.
I never heard of it.
T.
Oh, he's in Heat? Really?
Yeah.
With Al Pacino, but also Danny...
De Niro.
De Niro, Robert
right.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Wow.
Val Kilmer?
He was in The Life Aquatic. He was in The Big Empty. You know, he was in MASH as a bit player, but he was in it.
Wasn't he a Raider or something like that?
No, no. I see what he's in this. No.